Hey, welcome back to my podcast, What Am I Watching Right Now? And in this podcast episode, I'm going to talk about this K-drama web series that I watched and I really liked it. So I'm going to share more about it with you guys in this podcast episode. So without further ado, let's get into it. I ended up watching Mad for Each Other after quite a few months. I've been not watching any TV series or dramas or movies because I've been a bit busy. But I think I was watching this another K-drama, which was again was recommended to me by a friend around 3 years ago when the pandemic lockdown thing started. I went on my Facebook and I asked for recommendations, and one of my friends recommended me a K-drama, and I was like, I made a mental note to watch it later, and I only got around to watching it 3 years later. And I think it was a very good K-drama. I was looking forward to something that gave me a similar sense of familiarity, lightheartedness, sweetness, but still, like, it felt like life, you know, like a slice of life kind of thing. And I think I haven't watched K-dramas like that because I've only watched things that has romance, but again, K-dramas have romance along with very darker elements. So the one that I watched was very lighthearted and sweet. So I just went on Netflix and I was looking for something. I wasn't looking for this drama, but I saw the name Mad for Each Other, and it's like it's a pun. It's based on Made for Each Other, but it's like Mad for Each Other, and I really like that. So I went and read the a little synopsis thingy and felt like I would like this, so I started to watch it. So with every other K-drama, it takes like 2 or 3 episodes to set the scene, right? So the first 2 episodes were just hilarious, and I was there because for the fun of what things were happening to the characters. But of course, after the second episode, I think we started to get into the backstory, and I got this sense, maybe call it a writer's intuition, but I think maybe I'm not sure, I haven't read any interviews or anything, but maybe I'm sure, or I'm not really sure. Why am I saying that? I'm not sure. So perhaps the writer of this show got this idea to like write a story based on 2 characters who are both undergoing therapy and has mental health problems, and then they started to write this and they started to delve deeper into the character, and then lots of backstory started to come out, and that's what made the whole thing interesting. Really like the content, and also because it was quite realistic. Again, K-dramas don't really hold themselves back when it comes to realistic elements, in the sense that they will have a sense of, I don't know, things that are happening to the characters, and those things remind you of you. So at one point the drama becomes quite reflective, and it makes you think. For this drama, we had a bunch of like TWs, so I'm going to just mention them. There's dating violence in it, stalking being recorded without consent. So if these things like really trigger you, then perhaps it wouldn't be a good idea for you to watch them. And as someone who personally underwent through this, like this situation, it was a little bit triggering. A little bit. I mean, it was triggering at some point. I'm not saying it was a little bit or it was a lot. I'll just say that it was triggering at some points. But still, like, it's quite a light-hearted drama. But there are scenes in there which can trigger you if you have underwent through a similar situation. But I also like the way the drama handled those hard or really important topics, because it does happen in real life, and they kept it really close to home. We saw, and most importantly, we didn't get the whole story. Like, we got a sense of what happened to the person, but we didn't get like all the story till the last episode, which I also really liked, because then the lens was on the person who has went through something really difficult and how they were coping with it. So yeah, we didn't get like in the sense backstory, as in the whole story, as in we don't get the scenes and everything that happened, but we get a sense that this person has went through something difficult, and it explains why they are this way. I liked it. And also with the main male lead. Okay, normally K-dramas have like two male leads, but in this one we just have one, and he's like a very compassionate person beneath all of the things that he's going through. Also really felt like the relationship that they portrayed between these two people, it was quite healthy. Even though they felt like they weren't balanced individuals at some point in their lives, but the relationship they had was quite healthy, and it wasn't rushed or anything. It was quite, I'll say, without pressures of dating. Like in this drama, I think the female lead at some point says that, like, after what I went through, I don't want to date someone or fall in love with them, and especially not with the person who has seen me go through all of that, or who knows, like, you know, what I've been through. So kind of understand that, to be honest. If you go through something like what she went through, that was like stalking, being stalked, dating violence, and it really affected her mental health to the point that she was stuck in her house. So it makes sense, like, why she would feel that. And you could relate to that part. Even though she felt like she wasn't, like, somehow balanced because she didn't trust herself, she says that a bunch of times in the drama. But still, like, the relationship she had, as in the sense, because she wasn't putting the general pressures on herself when she went out into the dating world. I'll have to explain this a little bit more, since, you know, when you date someone, especially for a person who's living in Korea, I think I've gathered this much information after watching a bunch of K-dramas. When you're dating as a person in their late 20s, I think that's what it hinted. I'm not sure what their age range is in this drama, but it felt like they were in the later half of their 20s, and there's certain connotations. So you need to date someone who comes from a good background, makes a lot of money, and is acceptable to the society norms and to their friends. And I think it's not only true in Korea, I think it's also true in the rest of the world, like rest part of the world. Like, everyone is like that when they're, you know, dating normally or is taking part in a dating culture. So that's what it's like. It's like, if is this person working? Do they make enough money to sustain themselves and their families? Which college this person went to? Like, those are the things. And I'm just saying that in Korea because the person is from Korea and we are taking in the, we're putting that in context, since this person was coming from that kind of narrative when she married, when she dated another person who happened to be, to not be someone that she thought he was. And when she started dating the male lead, it was very, I don't know, those pressures that she had put on herself willingly or unwillingly, those dissipated and she was just like seeing another crazy person in her like narrative, and that maybe helped her to just open up to him in a way that she wouldn't have when she was like taking part in a normal dating culture in the normal world or whatever. So there's that distinction that the characters make, that they are crazy but also like they are not part of the normal world. I mean, those are the pressures that they put on themselves, but honestly they felt more normal than the normal people in the show. Like, they felt like the more mature, more sensible, more considerate, more understanding and sincere than the other people in the show, except two other people, and that was another man, who dressed up as women, and the part-timer in the show. So yeah, I think the show like also questioned a lot of things, like what is sanity versus what is insanity, what's like the role of gender, what is the dating culture. I'm not trying to write a thesis in here, but those were some of the things that happened, and also like misogyny, because even though everyone saw the dating violence video, especially where she works and everywhere and every other place that she went to before she moved to the building that she lives in currently, no one believed her, even though they saw the video. So somehow in her case, dating someone who she didn't think that he was made her a bad person, bad enough person to deserve the violence. So yeah, quite interesting. That's how it is, unfortunately, in a lot of places. But things are changing. But still, like, dramas, movies and web series and whatever art you see is a reflection of the society we live in. So even if it's happening in like a small part of the world, it's still happening and it's still not okay. And I still like the way the drama handled all those tough topics. Made me cry at some places whenever I watch a good drama, and if the characters manage to make me cry, I just know that they are really good actors. They're like really good at what they do. Also, they gave me so much nervousness, and I felt so much anxiety watching the last two episodes because everything was going just fine before that. And you know, like, every time a K-drama does this, like, I want to like throw something something on my TV screen, and don't want to do that. So yeah, every time I think any K-drama hits the like 10th or 11th episode mark, there's suddenly like all this heavy backstory that comes in, and it makes the characters like cry and mope around and do things. And that started to happen in this K-drama, I think, at the somewhere in the second half of the 12th episode. no, sorry, somewhere around the second half of the 11th episode, and I was like, what's going to happen to the main characters? Are they not going to get back together? I was like really sad, like if it's not going to happen. And I also saw that it was like in Netflix original, so I was like, Netflix does this, like they do this, like they try to reinnovate and they try to, I don't know, rewrite stories their own way, even with K-dramas. I really hate that, because I've come to expect something from K-dramas to hit all the beats, and it felt like maybe they won't get together in the end. But somehow in the last 10 episodes they changed that, and I managed to cry, and then I managed to laugh in the span of 10 minutes, and I was like, okay, finally. So it does end on a happy ending, but it made you feel like it wouldn't. So just giving that spoiler away. Also, I think I'm going to try watching more web series, because I felt like they are shorter and they do delve in a lot of character arc and character background, character development. Yeah, I wanted to say all of those three things before moving on. And I feel like with normal K-drama, there's a lot of side plots, and I really like that there was no second lead in this drama. There was not a lot of drama except the drama that the main characters were creating for themselves, which I also liked, because it made me feel a bit reflective while I was watching this. And honestly, I also really liked that it was quite honest in the way the feelings and the things that the characters were doing was portrayed. Really liked that. Yeah, so if you are in the mood to watch something lighthearted and funny, I think this is the place to go. It's as lighthearted and funny as a K-drama can get, I think, in my humble experience. Thank you for coming in and listening to me. It was lovely talking to you, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye! I also, somewhere between July and late August, managed to watch the second season of The Lincoln Lawyer. I felt like it wasn't something to write home about, but because I felt like it was a bit, I don't know, not enough as interesting as the first season, but I still watched it, so it wasn't as boring either. But let me know if you guys would like a review on it. I'm not sure if I should cover it, because I felt like it was nothing to write home about. But if it's something that you guys would want, let me know and I would cover that in this podcast. Thank you for listening. I'll see you next time. Bye.